96.3 WHUR Classic. And this was out there, but you need to call Tyrone.
You better call Tyrone to get you. I love it.
You know what time it is.
It's Allison's Timeline on 96.3 WHUR.
Yes, it is my timeline. First full day of spring 2020. Almost Aries season, y'all. No? Okay. I'm an Aries. Anyway, 73 degrees outside, but we're all inside. Okay. Working from home, right? We're doing that social distancing, trying to follow the CDC rules. But we still have big news going on, of course. And out of the White House today, the press briefing that it looks like they're doing every day right now, news for tax-paying Americans. The tax filing deadline has been moved from April 15th through July 15th. So we have this additional time to file and make payments. No interest, no penalty. Woo! So that's some good news, right? Also, if you have student loan debt, this one is for you. Here's President Trump.
I thank you all for joining us, and I'd like to begin by providing an update on what we are doing to minimize the impact of the Chinese virus on our nation's students. We've temporarily waived all interest on federally held student loans. They'll be very happy to hear that, and I've instructed them to take that action immediately. And today, Secretary DeVos has directed federal lenders to allow borrowers to suspend their student loans and loan payments without penalty for at least the next 60 days. And if we need more, we'll extend that period of time.
Okay, and you know what? Our president is petty, y'all. He continues to call it the Chinese virus. That's not
that
its name.
About?
But anyway, okay. In Virginia, the governor had his press briefing, Ralph Northam. He held fast to not doing a massive closing of malls and larger places like gyms, restaurants. We've seen that in Maryland and D.C., but Virginia, you can still gather. The recommendation is 10 or less. But his second in command, Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, is clearly not agreeing with this decision. Here he is.
And I'm hearing from people all around the Commonwealth of Virginia, all 8.5 million Virginians are really on edge about what we need to do to make sure that we are surviving economically, even as we deal with this very serious health crisis. So we have said that we need to join Maryland and the District of Columbia in closing down our bars and restaurants and theaters and gyms for a specified period of time while allowing restaurants to still do carry out delivery services. We want to, again, flatten the curve, stop the spread.
Yep, so that's what they're doing. I mean, geographically, everybody's close, the DMV, right? But very different in Virginia. Yeah. Clearly, Justin Fairfax, he says we need to be bolder and swifter.
It's
in
a matter
the
of time.
Yeah.
You know, the governor's still trying to, he's trying to make it up to the black folks, so he's still keeping Bob's Ribs house open.
Yeah, well, let me tell you.
He's just babysitting, you know what I'm saying? He's like,
coronavirus is not discriminating. Yeah,
and he has started closing
all right,
the
gyms. All right, and in D.C., you
close your gym, Coco.
Yeah, they close the gym. I'm upset
about that. You got to run in place at home, Coco. We have to survive.
Be out with the elements.
Okay. Also, in D.C., this is an unprecedented move. I mean, lots of stuff we're doing is unprecedented. You can now get liquor, beer, wine delivered to your home. This, again, is an emergency relief bill for D.C. bars and restaurants. So they have the right to serve wine, beer, liquor with takeout delivery orders. That's amazing. I've never heard of anything
that
like that.
That sounds like
before.
Some mafioso influence.
Is it top shelf beer? Yeah. I mean, top shelf, or is it just the table?
Well, I guess it's what you want to pay for. They're trying to stay afloat, I suppose. So.
Like, let me get can I get a half gallon of cold duck?
But, you know, I've heard from people who say they are drinking a little too many glasses of wine. They're eating too much.
Yes.
All that stuff. So I want to know, is this
Allison.
A good idea to sell, you know, to serve beer and wine with your meal? It all comes to the house. Call us.
Oh, man. Oh, no. Allison, have you experienced coronavirus 15? You know how when you go to college, you get the freshman 15?
You know, I was one of those irritating people who actually dropped 15 pounds.
Really? Oh, okay.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, I gained it back. Don't worry about it.
You was a vegetarian back then,
what?
Though.
I'm good. But no, people, you know, and also, too, I think the governor of Virginia said, check in. Are people, like, you know, are they gambling too much? Because you're home and a lot of people are bored right now. So
that candy
crush. I get it. Check in on your people.
Yeah, whatever you did, you're doing it more probably at home.
Right. That's how we feel. How do you feel about it?
Let us know. 202-432-WHUR. And the first day of spring, did you get out there and walk? I got out there and walked today. What'd you do? Call us. Let us know.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.